The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. My side works. How about yours?
Testing.
Do you always have to be funny? We've been doing this forever, and you got to make a joke out of everything?
I guess I don't understand why, if I were to be completely serious. Oh, my God.
What?
Why don't you turn your computer sound off before we... Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, I just did.
Okay.
All right. Are you happy?
I don't know if happy, but I'm aggravated, I guess.
My sinuses are killing me. I'm miserable.
I'm sorry.
I have a headache.
Sounds awful.
Got the big Patrice benefit tonight.
The dishwasher. Forgot.
Well, turn it off. People don't want to hear that in the background. Or they probably can hear it. Who knows? Our sound sucks anyhow, everybody tells
no.
me. I don't think it does, but that's what
well,
they...
Then Rob... At Riotcast, he's the one who mixes it.
Oh, brother. All right, anyhow, my head is killing me. Sinuses, I think it's going on with a lot of people, the sinus problem. I've talked to other people that go, yeah, me too. Me too as in sinuses, not, you know, me too.
Mm-hmm.
And
not hashtag me too.
No, just me too, my sinuses. So why did you bring that water out here?
Well, I was going to drink it, if that's okay.
Not before having coffee.
I sometimes do both.
And then you waste it. You only drink half of it, and you leave it around, and it goes to waste.
No, I never do. I drink half water that's sitting around.
There's an open bottle right there on my desk.
Well, it's on your desk?
Yeah, I saw it laying around, so I picked it up. I meant to bring it somewhere, and I put it on my desk. I don't know where it came from.
Well, I drink any half water I find laying around.
Okay, so anyhow, my
son... I figure it's all family. Unless a babysitter's been in here, then I sometimes...
Yeah, I think a babysitter left some water the other night.
I'm going to put up a sign.
I rub my penis on
it. If you take a bottle of water, either take it with you or finish it, you fucking freak.
I rub my penis on it.
Okay, we heard you before. It's a microphone, so it picks up everything. But what, like...
It was the babysitters.
What do you want me to say?
So I'm kind of miserable. My sinuses are killing me. We got the Patrice benefit tonight. 2,000 people. I got to do a show and my head is spinning.
Are you wearing your cholo outfit?
Yeah. Nice flannel.
Button to the top.
Why
is it button to the top?
Because it's
do you like
cooler.
Not like your neck or something? Is that what you're trying to hide? Is that why you're trying to hide
no,
your neck?
No, because Sam... from Jim and Sam. So that looks cool. So I've worn it that way ever since. And he knows cool because he's young. He's up on all the stuff. Like the rap.
I'm not sure he falls into the category of young anymore. I mean, that's like a testament to how old you are.
Well, he knows cool.
Sam is young and cool.
He knows rap. He knows wrestling. He knows a lot of cool stuff. So he said that looks cool. So I go, you're right. Because I already thought it looked cool. So when he confirmed it looked cool, I'm going, this is cool.
You know what we should do?
Can wear a flannel unbuttoned on it. Then it just looks like a dumb flannel. But when you button the top button and I wear my hat,
you get a little flair.
Yes. Anybody.
It's like fashion then.
Yes. I don't want to just wear a flannel. Then I'm a fucking lumberjack. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it just adds a little.
It's like poof. One way you're a lumberjack, and then the other way you're just like
a Mexican gang member.
Yeah, just out of prison.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Bonnie's going to get our coffees. I don't know why I'm having coffee. I'm going to try to take a nap. I didn't sleep at all last night. Oh, I'll tell you. I'll tell you guys a creepy story. So, you know, on Raina's birthday, July 31st, I bought her one of those. You know, look, why is it so dark?
Because you didn't put enough soy milk in it.
Oh fuck. Oh, it's too strong. It's too strong.
Wow.
Give me some of that water. I'll add some water to it. So on Jessica's birthday, when she turned 10, I bought her, you know, besides her gifts, some of those happy birthday blow-up helium balloons, whatever you get.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe just one.
You don't even have to say blow-up. If you use the term balloon, I think people know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the helium balloon. So it's been in her room floating in the air still since July 31st. So me and her keep discussing it, saying that this is unbelievable. When it hits the ground, you know, we'll have a little funeral or whatever for the balloon. But we were hoping it would make it a year. Okay. So last night, and her, you know, bedroom's upstairs. Last night, I couldn't sleep. I kept waking up because my sinuses, you know, and I had to go to the bathroom because I drink a lot of liquids before I go to bed, which is kind of dumb. You know, I have a Citracel, and then I have my, you know, drink as we're watching movies, and then I'll drink Citracel. So I keep getting up through the night. So I couldn't sleep, and I walked downstairs last night.
Oh, sorry. This is a good story.
And the balloon was in the living room,
oh,
and it was floating way higher in the air than it was in her room.
Wow.
And it was so fucking spooky. The balloon made it to the living room.
Have a fight with the balloon?
I brought it back into her room and I threw it there. And it came back this morning.
Oh boy, that balloon is your friend.
No, but this house
You're yelling at the balloon.
You didn't know. Can you tell that? I think this house has a ghost. I want to get ghost hunters in here. A little girl ghost. Have you ever noticed that?
No.
Nothing in any way? You can't
no.
tell?
No. Yeah, there is. Zero. What is it? Oh, this is fascinating. So, what kind of ghosty things have noticed? Is it just a feeling?
Yeah, I mean, the balloon came downstairs on its own. Some, you know. Some nights I can't sleep. I think the ghost is keeping me up.
And doing what?
I don't know.
But why a little girl? Just because that's the least frightening to you? So
no.
you're brave.
Ghosts aren't frightening. Ghosts aren't.
So if it was like a man ghost, you'd be fine too?
No, I wouldn't care about a ghost. What's a ghost going to do?
What's a ghost going to do? Boy, you're asking for troubles.
You're asking for trouble, not troubles.
I don't know.
This coffee's horrible. Anyhow,
but
so
you made it, so I mean, I feel like
you didn't put enough water in it. My head's killing me. So anyhow, I want to get ghost hunters here. Because when I bought this condo, like, how come nobody? It was a good deal. No one scooped it up because I think the people that lived here before. I want to track them down and ask them. You know,
did your daughter die in this house?
Oh no, or did someone ever die here? Or a puppy or something?
A little girl ghost is kind of a, when you think about it, it's very
what?
Sad thing.
It's very sad.
That means a little girl had to die.
Yeah, well,
in order to bring you balloons in the middle of the night.
You got that. So, what did I want to talk about? Oh,
if there's a ghost in here, do something. Give us a sign to let you know, to let us know that you're here. Was that your cock on the table? Come on, just do it. See. Oh, really? You're gonna not take it seriously? You're the one who believes in ghosts.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Here
I just
we
think
go. Ready?
Yeah.
If there's stop, put your hand outside. If there's a ghost in here, make yourself known in some way.
Oh, fuck. Did you just see that? No. Flower wilt?
Rich, my God.
Give it time. Maybe she's sleeping.
Yeah, give it time. Give me a second.
Want me to tell you a great story?
Ghost. Do something so we know you're here. Sometimes they can't.
I was doing a show once, right? Here's a good story. It's a true story. You want to hear it?
Well, I don't think there's a ghost in here.
Do you want to hear it? The ghosts don't just do what you ask them to do.
Yeah, why not?
Oh. What did you just hear upstairs?
Allie barking.
Yeah, maybe that's the sign. What kind of, now you want a specific sign?
Yeah, like not just a dog barking.
It barked when you asked for a sign.
Okay, tell Allie to bark.
What?
Ghost. Do that again.
Oh, now you're getting greedy. Nah.
Well, you know what? These ghosts, they want you to know they're there. Then, and also, I'm going to give them a sign. Why don't they just type something on your computer or something like that?
So,
you know, do something.
All right. I was on stage once. I was working down the shore in Point Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And the club, the back, it was on the boardwalk. And the back of the club was a terrace open to the ocean. Mm-hmm. You know, the beach and the ocean. And it was always crowded and packed. It was, I don't remember.
Wait, what are we telling this story about?
I'm telling you a story about signs.
Oh.
So, it was open, you know, and you get to the club, then the deck, sand, water. And I'm on stage. It's the biggest thunder and lightning storm I've ever heard. Thunder exploding throughout the night. Sky lighting up. So I'm on stage and I'm fucking around with this girl in the audience, you know.
What if Allie's dead up there now? The ghost is like, you wanted a sign? It's your fucking sign.
So,
Allie!
Oh, look who's worried now.
My dog.
So I'm talking to this girl in the audience, right? Da-da-da-da. You know, just hitting on her from the stage or whatever.
How many years ago was this?
Keith was on the show. It had to be...
Oh, so it was pre our marriage.
Oh, yeah. It had to be 20 years ago.
I wouldn't
ago.
Have minded, just to be clear, but the fact that you just so easily said it...
Well, let me... Oh, yeah. It was way before I was married.
Okay.
So I'm hitting on this girl, and I said, God, if you want me and this girl to fool around, give me a sign. And right then, the biggest lightning thunderbolt, right then, just lit up the sky and exploded.
And did people laugh?
Yeah, and she blew me later that night in the car.
Ew.
Huh?
Why are you winking?
My eye, my fucking sinuses, everything wrong about it. Ask Keith. Keith was there.
Did you get blown?
Yes.
After shows a lot.
After shows a lot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably more likely before shows. Am I right?
Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
No, I mean, no. But to get laid after a show, you have to be persistent, and that's so looked
no,
down
it
upon.
Isn't.
You're not
no.
supposed to do that.
I wasn't persistent. If you're on stage and you're talking to somebody, next thing you know...
Well, will girls just come up and be like, can I blow you?
Oh, yeah, whatever. They don't say, can I blow you? You've
well,
done
do
it.
What did they say?
Oh, what about when the guy ate you out in the bathroom? What did he say? Can I eat you out in the bathroom?
He said, will you blow me? And I said, no, you'll eat me on the bathroom. And he ate me on the bathroom.
Yeah, so...
You know, I was very like
a girl's in your car. You start making out with her, and one thing leads to another. I think the dog is dead. Oh, look, you're gonna go get it. She's going to check to see. See, now she believes in the ghost. Oh God, I'd be so happy if it was just sleeping. If the dog was sleeping, and she thought anyhow. True story. The girl blew me. Ask Keith. I'm not lying. I said, God, give me a sign. The fucking sky lit up. Boom. Next thing you know.
Are you being gross?
No. Why am I being gross? Why would you say I'm being gross?
Oh. You know what?
What? I'm not being gross.
Well, what were you doing? Pretending to be eating soup?
And last night when Bonnie and I fooled around, I went to kiss her.
Stop.
Just went to kiss her, and she goes, do we have to kiss? My wife
I said, we're doing this now. The reason I said it was because you said something about it on Bobby's podcast. Bobby called me and was like, don't you guys kiss anymore? And then I said, no, Rich has an issue with whatever, you know,
intimacy.
And Then, so then I knew the only reason you were doing it was so that you could tell Bobby.
No.
Hey, we're kissing now.
No, I would, because you were sexy.
Oh my God.
You look sexy. You did something with your hair. You puffed up the left side like.
I put hairspray in before I had sex with you.
You put hairspray. You look like.
Can you believe that?
You look like.
I fixed myself up.
You look like you were in Flashdance.
Yep. All right.
She came out dancing too.
Can we please, honestly, it's.
What? People want to know.
No, they don't.
How
no,
you dance
don't.
Around?
No, they. Please stop.
All right.
Please
I won't
stop.
Talk about it anymore.
Something should be private. You don't think? I mean, I've already, like, you know, I'm ripping myself open for people every day. It's not. I don't think it's healthy or normal or a good thing to do. But I do it. You know why? Because I fucking need the money.
What money? We don't get any fucking money.
Go to Patreon. This is a good time for us to tell you about our Patreon account.
Yeah, but we don't. Not.
But whatever. I mean, so like.
But we haven't even gotten any yet.
What?
Money.
Well, we just haven't cashed out yet.
Oh, the. Look,
you have
I'm
to
having,
call Kate and talk to her about that. Well,
I know. I'm happy that people are going to Patreon, and I like doing the extra podcasts and the extra stuff. I really do. But we really need 1,000 people. We have 60, so we only need 940 more people. What the fuck? What's $5? Why are these people? Because we have thousands of listeners. You would think $5 extra content. I mean, there are so many podcasts too. I would imagine people are going, well, we listened to theirs and that one.
You're
know.
A terrible salesman. Do
well,
you know
I'm
that? No,
but
just
I,
in every
can
way
I finish?
Possible.
Can I finish
what
I was doing?
What the fuck? We could listen to us? Well, there are other better podcasts.
I didn't say
guess.
Better.
Whatever.
I didn't say better. I was leading into something.
No, but it's a terrible pitch.
No, it wasn't.
It's a terrible pitch.
I was leading into something.
No, you see, the pitch is...
It's extra content that's better.
We love
than,
what we do. We love our fans. We love that you guys are interested in our family and our relationship. And we're happy to put ourselves out on the...
chopping block.
Something open... picnic table for you to come and look at. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But anyway,
and I'm a bad
thank
salesperson.
You so much, and we appreciate it. And
if you
want to give back a little to our family because you care about us the way we care about you and your family, why don't you go to Patreon? Stop by, take a look around. There's things on the page you don't have to pay for. You can just
they can see it for free.
They can see some stuff for free for sure. And
did you say for sure?
For sure, ladies and gentlemen, and. Maybe you want to put in $5. Maybe you want to put in $10. And maybe we mean more to you than your children as education. You could do $100 or $1,000.
Can you imagine?
$1 million?
If somebody listening to us is a multimillionaire, can you please just give us $250,000?
I'd give it back.
Will you give it back if we ever got it?
Mm-hmm.
Like if we made it, if you give us $250,000 to buy another house, I mean, not to have to, we'll move out of here. Maybe we'll rent this out.
Okay, stop already. Do you see what I'm saying?
What?
You're insane.
Why? Well,
you're begging people. You're just
I'm not begging,
you're begging people for
no,
money.
No, I'm just asking if
why don't you sell two of your rings?
I'm just asking.
Of all the money we ever need.
What's $250,000 if you're a billionaire or a multimillionaire?
People who are rich are the least giving people.
That's not true.
100% true.
That's not always
that
true.
Rich people give
no,
less
no.
to charity per dollar made or whatever
that's
it's
not
called.
True. My
yes,
friend
it is.
Roy,
look it
my
up.
Friend
Google
Roy,
it. I just Googled it because I'm writing a thing for something that's.
Yeah,
talks
well, my
about
friend
it.
Roy gives people.
Okay, well, I'm not talking
and,
about individual
and
people.
My
I'm
friend
saying
in
as a
LA,
whole,
who I play golf with, takes care.
Statistically, rich people give less than
oh,
poor
that's
people.
Statistics because. The percentage
because
of rich people.
Because I... Okay, here we go. Mr. Ignoramus had never done a lick of research in his life. He won't look this up either. He'll stick to his guns. Let's hear what he has to say on rich people.
No, I'm saying because, you know, the numbers of rich people...
I just looked this up.
That's somebody's opinion.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Are you a flat earther also?
No.
Do you believe the Earth is round?
Of course.
How
it
do
is.
You? Why do you believe it?
Because it rotates.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
How do you know that?
I've been on planes and I
it's
watched it.
It's just somebody's opinion.
No, the Earth couldn't be flat. How could it be flat with oceans?
It's apparently, according to the flat earthers, it's the glaciers
yeah.
keep the oceans in.
Oh, the surround the Earth, mm-hmm. the flatness?
Mm-hmm.
What about the equator? What about that area?
This is just somebody's opinion, the equator.
Oh, it is?
Using you're saying statistics and science is just an opinion, so.
Oh, you're just trying to, well, I'm just saying.
Trying to show you a little something. You got it? Girl.
Oh, you know what? What I'm saying to you is.
What? You think I'm going to bring Sandy back? I'm not bringing Sandy back.
Why?
Sandy's done.
People want to hear.
Sandy killed himself.
No.
Oh, no. Sandy killed herself and the husband, who I don't ever knew the name of.
No, Sandy, you thought, killed herself, but went to the hospital and was okay. Lived through it.
No.
I remember.
They don't listen anymore.
Yeah, they do. Anyhow. So how come I'm always bringing up topics and talking? You got nothing. You never add anything. Add something. Come up with something. A fucking topic. Something that happened to you. The fucking dumb Valentine's cup I'm drinking out of that you got me for Valentine's Day that still has the Marshall's fucking tag on the back.
I just couldn't get it off.
Okay. Just talk about something. Rich people don't take care of people. All I did was ask for $250,000. Do you think that's too much? It's not. If someone has $10, $20 million.
I added that rich people are less giving, statistically speaking, than poor people.
Statistically, but I don't surround myself.
And,
the rich people I surround myself with are very nice.
So that topic I brought up.
But I brought up. I asked for $250,000.
Right, and, but the actual discussion of are rich people more or less giving was...
Well, first of all, every rich person I know, mm-hmm. and I know a lot, are pretty nice people.
Right.
Or pretty... I don't know.
I'm not saying. First of all, I don't know for sure that you know rich people. Like rich people, I'm talking about.
I don't know Kevin Hart. I don't know Chris Rock. My friend Roy in North Carolina.
I don't know how much money they make, but
my friend in LA.
But like,
who
where
I
you can't go broke in this lifetime.
Who else? I don't know Ray Romano. I could tell you a million people I know in comedy and outside of comedy.
Yeah, but they're just millionaires.
Just millionaires?
Yeah. Just millionaires. There's people that have fucking money that would make your head spin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the people that own Walmart, the fucking
It would make
Waldens.
Your head spin, unlike this planet we're living on.
You know, yeah. But you don't think you would consider yourself rich with $10 million?
Yes, I would. But I might not be a complete jackass about it because I've been poor and... I'm talking about people that are like...
The only thing I would do is if I hit like Mega Millions or whatever, well, besides taking care of certain charities, just a couple clubs, I would call and tell them to go fuck themselves. That's all. You know, was that my phone?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like a text.
Oh, I got to do some stuff today on the podcast. I got to go get my phone.
What are you going to do?
I'm supposed to berate somebody.
Oh, good.
You know, my wife berates me.
Yeah.
That thing we did once.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
On how to drive people to Patreon. Because if you're a Patreon member, this is one of the services I will, if you want. I won't just do it to anyone, but you can submit for it.
All right, I'll do some plugs while you go get it. Hurry up.
And I also got to do a read for Dr. Steve.
So listen, first of all, don't listen to her when it comes to rich people, because she doesn't know anybody. She doesn't know any rich people. I do. You know, I hang in those circles, you know. Anyhow, here's the deal. I can't believe that I'm doing this well, as horrible as I feel. This weekend, I will be at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone Friday and Saturday this weekend. Next week, Wednesday night, I'll be headlining the Lounge at the Village Underground at 11 p.m. 11 p.m. next Wednesday. Next Thursday. Listen to this, because this leads up to something. So next Wednesday, 11 p.m., I'll be doing an hour in New York at the Lounge above the Village Underground. Thursday, I'll be doing an hour at the Stand at 8 o'clock. or 9 o'clock. Look it up at the Stand on Thursday. Be doing an hour, and then after that, another hour at the Lounge above the Village Underground. So Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be doing hours in New York. Friday, next Friday, I'm taping an hour special. We're shooting it at a 12-step convention. I think it's in Long Island or Queens. Next Friday, it's a 12-step convention. I'm shooting an hour. Then that following Saturday, that Saturday, I'll be at McGuire's in Long Island. So I'll give this to you one more time. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, Harrisburg Comedy Zone. Next Wednesday, 11 p.m., The Lounge above the Village Underground. Next Thursday, The Stand at either 8 or 9, an hour at The Stand. And then after that, an hour at The Lounge above the Village Underground on Thursday. Friday, shooting The Hour. And then Saturday, McGuire's in Long Island. And also, like we said, and we asked, patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie, $5, $10, whatever. I don't care. There's tons
you don't
of
care?
Extra. I do. There's tons
Five,
of extra.
Five, ten, 250,000. You know, your choice of what you want to put in there.
You know, and Bonnie, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, will be in Cuyahoga Falls at the Funny Stop.
The Funny Stop in Ohio, which in Ohio. I'll talk about that after. Okay, so I do this thing called My Wife Berates Me. If you're a member of, I don't know which tier, but you can put your name in to be berated. And so I picked this guy, Nick Clay. Look at this douchebag. Doesn't he look like he's like British? Like he's
Yeah, he has no fucking. First of all, he doesn't have any pigment.
He's been in a fallout shelter most of his life.
That's my bit. What? What? Are you mad?
No, I mean it's just like
okay. Look at it. Let me look at it because he looks like a smart. You know what he looks like? He looks like a young guy with that disease that's growing old fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's actually 36, but he looks like he's 12. No, wait, it's the opposite, right? He's 12, no. But he looks like he's 36.
Yeah, but he looks like 19.
Look at this. Places he's lived.
What's his name?
His name is Nick Clay.
I don't like it.
I mean, Nick Clay?
It sounds like he
you don't
should
do
be
a
in a
K at the end. Nicholas Clay, sure, but Nick Clay, like Nick Clay, it, one, Nick Clay, Nick Clay.
Nick Clay, he should be in a boy band
well,
with that name.
He I think he plays guitar. Judging from that picture right there,
that's just a guy playing guitar in a cartoon.
I know, but why else would he put it on there?
Why wouldn't he put
like
himself
somebody,
playing the guitar?
I think that's supposed to be him. Who fucking knows? So, come on. What the fuck?
Well, tell me about this fucking clown.
So,
what?
He's finally moved out of his parents' house because his hometown is East Hampton, Virginia. And guess where he currently lives?
East Hampton, Virginia. West Hampton, Virginia.
Hampton, Virginia.
Well, he moved.
He really like, I live 7 blocks away. I'm really doing much better now. You're a fucking idiot.
How old
Clay.
Is he that he lived at his mom's
I don't
house?
Know. I can't see like his thing. It keeps wanting me to log in. I don't feel like it.
What's he do for a living? This fucking idiot.
It doesn't say.
Well, how can you be right? You have no information on
it.
All you do is looked at his dumb face and his dumb hair. I mean, that's
I know.
Enough.
That's all I got. That's all I was given.
That's enough.
He doesn't even have a fucking Twitter account or anything.
What kind of fucking guy has no Twitter account?
This guy doesn't have any friends. He got his face.
Yeah.
The photo that he uses as his thing only got 10 likes.
What do you mean, his face?
His main photo.
On what,
it's
Facebook?
Like, so which means he's got a maximum of 10 friends. A maximum.
Well, all your friends don't always like everything, but what?
No, in Facebook, in real life, people, like you've got 5,000 friends, of course they're not going to all like it, but
yeah,
you know, these people, they probably have like...
On Facebook, he's only got 10 likes?
He only
throughout
got 10
the whole
likes.
History of Facebook he's been on?
I didn't do a fucking like research paper on him. I just looked at his Facebook photo and it said it had 10 thumbs up on it, 10 likes.
That's it?
So I was like, oh, this guy, you know, he's
a loser.
He probably like has like 10 friends. He's probably the kind of guy who's like, Mom, why didn't you like my picture? I move out and that's it. What is wrong? Why don't you understand things?
I understand a lot of things, but I think you should dig deeper into Nick Clay.
I can't.
Well, to give your opinion on what kind of guy he is.
I just did. He's a loser with 10 or less friends.
If you're a profiler.
10 friends counting his mother and father and his brother and his sister. I don't even know if he has a brother and a sister.
Do you think he has a girlfriend?
No. Did you see the picture? That's all I'm basing it on. His picture with 10 likes. It's all we've got to go on. And that's what I'm basing it on. Oh, now I got to do...
So you're done with Nick Clay.
I'm done with Nick Clay.
All right.
You know, I mean, if you want to be berated, have something to berate.
You know, it'd be funny if Nick Clay sent us $250,000. I'd fucking love Nick Clay.
Thanks, man.
Nick Clay was a fucking multimillionaire.
Mom, I'm on this podcast. Oh, my God.
How many times are you going to use mom?
Because in his case, I started off with...
fucking horrible coffee.
Okay. This is my read for Dr. Steve.
Well, can you do it organically and not say this is my read for Dr.
Okay, Steve? I'm going to say this is my read for Dr. Steve. Take one. And then I'm going to do it super organically. Like you're the director. Give it to me.
Well, go ahead. I mean, he's a friend. You don't have to fucking you be able to talk off the top of your head about Dr. Steve. But if you have a read, read it.
Well, he wrote it. He wrote it for me to read.
He wrote his own read.
Yes, he's paying for it. Of course he did.
On Patreon?
Yes, so give me the clacker and I'll do it.
The clacker? You mean it like go?
Yeah.
All right, fucking go.
No, is that how you're going to do it?
All right, Bonnie McFarlane, read for Dr. Steve, take one, go.
For some ungodly reason, SiriusXM has kept Dr. Steve's weird medicine on the air longer than any other show on the channel.
Wait, you want me to tell you the reason?
What? Stop. Stop. He's paying for this.
All right.
For some ungodly reason, SiriusXM has kept Dr. Steve's weird medicine on the air longer than any other show on the channel, including Opie and Anthony, Jim and Sam, and My Wife Hates Me, even though those are better shows. Dr. Steve's awful hour goes on and on. It's like he has flies on everyone and they're afraid to fire him. He has files. I'm sorry. Yes. Flies. I was like, what does that mean? Is that a saying I don't understand?
Ugh.
It's like he has files on everyone.
Like he's J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he's the fucking head of the FBI.
Dr. Steve, do you think we're scared of you?
Yes,
we're
files.
Not.
You'd be scared of him if you were in a
hospice.
What
are you going to show people? Just a clip of our fucking podcast?
Yeah, some teeth you have saved.
He's going to just show texts. It's probably, you know what it is? He really does have files on everyone, and it's just texts of people being like, I'm going to send you a picture of this thing on my dick. Oh, my God. What have you sent him? To think about the things that you've asked him.
I've never sent him any pictures of anything.
No, but you constantly...
Of medicine.
Yeah, he could say, oh, Rich has chronic diarrhea. Do you want people to know that about you?
I don't have that. I would.
Why are you winking?
I'm not winking.
Dr. Steve, awful hour goes on and on. It's like he has files on everyone and they're afraid to fire him. On the plus side, he answers your medical questions in plain English. He used to do it in French and German, but no one seemed to understand.
Did you throw that in?
I threw that in.
Oh, okay.
Just a fucking ad-lib. I ad-libbed that just now in the middle of it. He answers medical questions in plain English, and he might even be an actual doctor. He is, right? An actual doctor?
Yeah, fuck.
Why is
he's
he joking about
doctor.
That? That's the only thing you got going for you, Dr. Steve. You don't fucking make jokes about that part. You're not a real radio guy. That's the part you say, oh, he might not even be... He's not even a real celebrity. There, that, yes.
Do you think he gets jealous of Dr. Drew?
Oh, 100%.
You think Dr. Steve...
Yeah, Dr. Steve is probably like, Dr. Drew's all fucking high-minded and
trying
to help people in a weird way.
Dr. Drew's always on Stern after show and different stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and, you know, television shows, he's always on... Whenever they have a panel on TV, it's always Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And you know Dr. Steve's got to be boiling.
And you know there's other Dr. Steve. Like, Dr. Drew is at least a little bit of a unique... moniker. You know, Dr. Steve, there's probably thousands of them.
Dr. Steve's all around the
country.
He's
probably not even the first one that comes up on Google.
What, Dr. Steve?
Yeah, and then he fucking might not even be an actual doctor.
Oh, who would say that about themselves?
Who would say that when you fucking went to medical school? Now I'm starting to think he might not be an actual doctor, if you're willing to joke about it.
Is that, are you done, or is there
more?
No, there's
more.
How much did he pay? $10 million? The fuck?
He can't. You know, those secondhand.
Is your tooth bleeding? Or did you eat something red? Turn. Ooh. Right there. Is there something on your tooth? Wait, let me see.
This is in the middle of Dr. Steve's read.
Oh, it's good.
All
right, well.
Anyway, listen to his crap on SiriusXM on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sundays at 5 p.m., or even better, on demand. He also has a podcast coincidentally named Weird Medicine, which can be heard on the Riotcast Network, iTunes, drsteve.com, or wherever podcasts are heard. Oh, really? Wherever podcasts are heard?
So he's on Sirius longer. Oh, I'm glad you picked it out of your teeth on your pinky, showed it to me, went tomato, and put it back in your mouth. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
I didn't have to fucking take a picture of it for doctors. Is my gum bleeding?
So, Dr. Steve, he's on at 5 on Sunday?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to set my alarm. I kind of feel bad for Dr. Steve because I think he's smarter than Dr. Drew. I'm not going to lie. I think.
How do you know? You don't know Dr. Drew.
I've met Dr. Drew. Oh. So, and Dr. Steve has a lot of answers. Some my doctor doesn't agree with sometimes, but I think Dr. Steve is a lot smarter than Dr. Drew, in my opinion.
In my opinion.
So are you done with your fucking reads?
Okay, so then this weekend I'm at this club in...
Oh, yeah, Cuyahoga Falls.
Cuyahoga Falls, the Funny Stop, which I've been there one other time. It was a great weekend, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I take Raina with me. We enjoy it. The guy who owns it, what a character. I
mean, out of his mind.
Out of his mind. Probably one of the most lovable misogynists you've ever come in contact with.
He doesn't know, though.
He doesn't know. He's English is his second language, and
he'll heckle you when you're on stage.
Yeah, he
and he's the owner.
He's the owner, and he thinks that he's really having fun with you. When he just all he does is trash you, but then he'll tell me, like, you know, that he's only ever seen three funny women in his life. You know, I mean, he says things that are ridiculous. Okay, so...
You, Tammy, and someone else. He loves Tammy.
Oh, he said that what did he say to me? That I was going to get better. Not to worry. I was going to get better. Gave me that. So anyway, I last night I go on the website because I'm going to link to it for Twitter. And this is what it says. This weekend, you know, whatever, my picture, Bonnie McFarlane, and then it says underneath, do you like comedian Rich Voss? Well, then it is likely that you'll like this headliner. Please welcome back to our stage, Bonnie McFarlane, a.k.a. Mrs. Rich Voss. It's so ridiculous and absurd. Okay, so I posted that on Twitter, and some people are saying stuff. He's responding to everyone in somewhat broken English.
Well, I read some of it, what they're saying, his responses.
It's going to take too long to find.
Oh, find one.
Okay. I can't find that.
He loves to gossip. He's a gossiper. Like,
and a lot of people are asking, when's the roast? Where's the roast? Where's
the roast?
Well,
we gave March 14th as the deadline for us to sell it to TV or to, you know, online.
We're kind of out of the loop at this point. We've given, not given it, but we're in partnership with another company who has a big agency, working so for them, so we're sort of like out of the loop.
Well, I talked to them yesterday. I said March 14th is the deadline, and then we work, then we figure out how to put it online. We decide online where is it going to go. And my manager said they have a company, and we'll put it online, and it'll cost like $5, and you'll watch it, you know, online, and it'll be the funniest thing you've ever seen. So March 14th is the deadline, and after that, whoever knows how long it takes to put it on a website, which I don't think it will take long, and then it goes up.
So
I would say by April 1st.
It will go up, but I would say by April 1st. It's quite annoying. I don't know why this isn't working.
I would say by April 1st. Only 10 fucking months or 9 months after the roast. Not much.
Now, do you think, honestly, and just answer honestly, you don't have to be a weirdo about this, but like, by the way, he retweeted that tweet of mine, too. Do you think you would be upset if somebody was like, let's imagine for a moment that I was a bigger headlining comedian.
It takes a lot of imagination.
I know, it's going to be tough. But then you know.
I get upset. I'll tell you what. I walked into a club once. One, I sent him my poster. My poster has my picture and credits, you know, like, you know, the farthest back I go is Women Aren't Funny, the movie, My Wife Hates Me podcast, Sirius XM, Netflix, Def Jam 25th anniversary, What the Fuck with Marc Maron, Joe Rogan, that kind of stuff. Those are newer credits, you know, because they're still using fucking whatever. I walked into a club once after I sent him the poster, and all it said was, "This week at Rich Voss from Opie and Anthony." One, Opie and Anthony haven't been together for fucking years.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I'm doing some clubs and coming up, and I sent them posters to put up in the clubs. Hopefully they put them up, you know, a month and a half before, because it'll get people to come in. But they don't want to fucking advertise some of these places. Some do great advertisement. Some depend on you doing all the fucking advertisement. But you know what? If you use Last Fucking Comic Standing for me, I fucking lose my mind. That was 15 fucking years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Or 14, you know, whatever. We've been together 14 years. It was 15 or 16. It was 15 years.
We haven't. We've 12 years.
No, 13 years and 14 years in September. Oh.
So, wow. So it is 15 years ago.
Yes.
Jesus.
So, yes. And if you were a bigger comic than me and I went in there and they wrote Bonnie McFarlane's husband, I would go, what the fuck is wrong with you people? But him at this club,
it's
you,
funny.
He doesn't
I'm not
know.
Mad about it, but
because he doesn't get it. He's fucking from Lebanon. He's had a club for years. Don't get me wrong, a successful club.
I think of him as the guy whose wife makes the good hummus.
She makes the best hummus on the planet. Her fucking hummus and her chicken shawarma is delicious. Yeah. All right. All we got is 3 more minutes. We're at 42 minutes. Think of something to do for fucking 3 minutes, please.
Rich, I don't know why you get so mad at me.
I'm not
feel
mad
like
at
I've been
you.
Doing good.
I think you're
and
doing
keep
great.
Keep going, and then you just, you literally went like this. I mean, if that's the guy, he's about to booby bad, bad, bad. Oh, come on, let's keep it going. Think of something for 5 minutes. It's like, well, you didn't even give me a chance to talk.
Go ahead.
No, okay.
I know what you're saying. Would I be mad? Then I gave a big, long, great explanation.
No, no, it's fine. You're done, but you don't just the second you stop talking, get mad at me for not having something else.
Point well taken. Is that how you say it? Point well taken? Yeah.
The big Patrice benefit tonight. You're obviously very, have a lot of anxiety.
No,
about
I don't have anxiety about that at all. I really don't. Because this is my 6th year doing that, hosting it. 5 years in a row, I killed. If I fucking got 0 laughs tonight, 5 out of 6 gets you in the Hall of Fame. Hmm. 5 out of 6, you know what I mean? I work a club.
I don't know what you mean.
If your batting average is 5 out of 6, like even if I bombed completely, which I won't, I hope, I still had 5 great shows.
Did you really think you needed to explain that to me?
Oh.
Because you said, you know what I mean, and I was making fun of you.
Oh. Like, I worked this club.
Pretty simple.
I worked a club, and I want to write to this owner. Because, it's, you know, these clubs, sometimes you get right, but, you know, they... Like, a guy emailed me the other day, said, I'm booking up for the year. Do you want to do next Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
You know, up in Rhode Island. Corey, who's the greatest guy. I always do big numbers there. And it's one of the nicest club owners in the mm-hmm. world. Corey, he came to the roast. He said, I'm booking up. Do you want to do... Yes. And some clubs I kill out, and some are, you know, it's no problem. Some, it is a problem. But one club I worked for years, I'm saying for all the clubs they have, let's say I've done 50 shows for the person.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a bad show. Never.
That's called batting a thousand.
Never.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You would think a club would go, hey, this fucking guy never does bad. But one club I was going to go tell
Wait, what's the point of that story?
I don't know. Batting averages, even though you do well.
Why did you bring up Corey? And
I'm just saying that sub club owners are the greatest in the world, and some, you know, are, it's a nightmare. But this one club owner wouldn't get back to me, and I...
Oh, boy. How are you going to make it through the show tonight?
And I almost...
Do you feel bad, or just...
Yeah, well, a little headache. I'm waiting. I'll take my Flonase. I'm trying to hold off, so, you know, because you're only supposed to take it once a day.
Oh.
One club guy wouldn't get back to me, and I was going to get ready to tell him to go F himself, but I didn't, and then he got back to me. And
but would you have said F yourself, or would you have used the whole word?
I don't know, but I took a date there.
I'm going to start saying go F yourself to people.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, it seems harsher even than go fuck yourself. You know what? I don't normally speak like this, but this is how strongly I feel that you should go F yourself.
How are we gonna accept the $250,000? I think we'll
Bitcoin.
Accept it. Huh?
Bitcoin.
I don't want Bitcoin. That's gonna crash. I read a whole thing Warren Buffett wrote. It's gonna crash.
Oh, Warren Buffett knows everything.
Yes, when it comes to money, yes. All right, Bonnie.
Oh, because he wrote all those songs about Margaritaville?
I already did that joke somewhere.
Oh.
Talked to Colin and Bobby on the phone today.
You talked to Colin, too?
Yeah.
You talked to him last night.
That wasn't last night, was it?
The night before, maybe?
Yeah, the night before. Anyhow, so...
Isn't it... It's, like, incredible that just, like... It's so frightening.
What, that I talked to him 2 days in a row?
That you're... Yeah. No, that...
I know.
I couldn't handle it.
Oh, I know. I'm so glad he's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, it would have been such a shock. I mean, it is such a shocker. Well, how does Colin, he's not a fat guy. How does he have a heart attack?
You know, your arteries get clogged. I'm going to go get a stress test from a cardiologist. You know, you got to check these things, man. There's people that don't get a prostate test, which is the easiest thing. A doctor puts two fingers in your ass. And people, it's the easiest cancer, the easiest to detect and to
prevent.
The easiest. And people go, I'm not getting some doctor putting his fingers in my butt. You know, and plus
you
it's a blood test.
You enjoy it, though.
I get one every week.
Oh. We did not have that planned, folks.
Let me tell you.
That's called the 1-2 punch here with two professional comedians talking about prostate cancer.
Sometimes he'll pull the van up right to my house.
Oh, 1-2-3. I spoke too soon.
So I'm saying
sometimes
this
I tell him to put three up there. Boom, another one.
The easiest cancer to prevent. And, you know, you get to a certain age, Colin, myself, Keith, you know, you gotta, you know, especially if you're paying $20,000 a year in health insurance, you might as well have as many tests as you possibly can, taking, you know, stress tests. So I went to my doctor yesterday for my sinuses, and I said, you know, I'd like to get a stress test, you know, because they've taken EKGs, which were fine. But, you know, you get older and you just got to check things out. So if you're out there, listen, if you're over 40, If you're over 40, I'm
get your stress test. Get those fingers up your assholes.
Colonoscopies.
Colonoscopies.
You know, what the fuck? Get a colonoscopy. You know, people die.
That's his whole name, you know, Colonoscopy Quinn. Colonoscopy Quinn.
Fucking, who's these people out there walking? Oh, there goes that lady. Oh.
Oh, the loudie?
Oh, with the dog and her fucking other day.
She must go to work at a different time now because, I think she moved because.
No, I saw her at the other day.
She used to wake me up every morning talking to her dog outside.
I was outside on the side hitting golf balls, but she kept walking towards where I'd hit the ball with her dog, so I had to stop. I didn't want to hit her with a ball. And I was like, just get the fuck out of my way. Anyhow, listen, thank you for listening. Go to patreon.com/ Voss and Bonnie. Thank you for the support, and have a good weekend.
Go F yourselves.
Whoa.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.